This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
New guidelines for meat processors as COVID-19 threatens America's food supply infrastructure. From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The meat processing and packing industry is one of the latest to reveal the scale of COVID-19 disruptions. With cases in factories and farms on the rise, the U.S. Labor Department and the CDC are issuing joint guidelines to help keep workers safe and avoid further disruption to the nation's meat supply. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. And Nova, what are these new guidelines?
Well, they're going to sound familiar to many of us. They include recommendations such as workers at least 6 feet apart, not congregating in areas such as entrances and break rooms, using cloth face coverings, implementing physical barriers such as plexiglass between workers, and screening employees for fever as they come in for work.
And that wasn't happening already?
Well, it's been happening as of recently. Some workers claim that those measures have been implemented too late. And keep in mind that these plants have had to keep operating because they're considered part of the nation's critical infrastructure. Many employees at these plants work in close proximity to one another for many hours at a time, so they are susceptible. We do know that a number of meat processing plants have closed around the country due to outbreaks, and that's putting pressure on the nation's meat supply. The chairman of Tyson Foods, one of the biggest meat processors, just took out full-page ads over the weekend in the New York Times and Washington Post, warning that millions of pounds of meat could, quote, disappear from the supply chain. And now that's affecting the price of meat at the grocery store. And at the same time, we're hearing reports such as farms preparing to slaughter as many as 2 million chickens because they can't process them. There's nowhere to take them.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.
You're welcome.
South by Southwest was supposed to happen in Austin last month. Instead, it was one of the first major events in the U.S. canceled because of COVID-19. As a workaround, the event's film festival has partnered with Amazon to show some movies starting today and without a paywall. That means the now virtual festival is available to anybody with an Amazon account. While that can be good for getting eyeballs on some indie films, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports some worry this move could dilute a project's ability to gain wider distribution.
The virtual festival will stream through May 6th, and almost 40 short films and features have signed on. Chuck Tryon teaches media studies at Fayetteville State University in North Carolina. He says this likely appeals to a certain type of filmmaker.
For younger filmmakers, the exposure is priceless. I mean, they might be able to gain interest in their work so that they can create future projects.
He says people who make documentaries and short films will likely be more receptive to the Amazon platform because it could expand their audiences. But Mark Litwack, an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles, says filmmakers who spent money on feature films should be worried about giving their exclusive viewing rights away.
You know, if you want to be a filmmaker, you're a business person. You need to make some money to pay back your investors if you hope to get them to invest in your next film.
Filmmakers will be able to charge Amazon a screening fee. That fee amount wasn't disclosed. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 131 points. That's about 0.5%. The S&P 500 is up almost 0.8%. And the NASDAQ is up just over 1%.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks.
Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is allowing some businesses to reopen for basic operations. Hair salons, gyms, and bowling alleys were the first to open last week. Dine-in restaurants and theaters can start today. From WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt reports about the decision each business is having to make about whether to open its doors.
Tony Williams Tazzle's hair salon has been on the same street in Southwest Atlanta for more than 20 years. She has multiple generations of loyal customers, and they and her stylist, she says, are like family. That made it all the more difficult to say no when some workers asked her to reopen.
For their safety and the safety of their customers, it's my decision that it stays closed.
Williams Tazzle says she knows people need to work, particularly because she and her independent contractor stylists have not been able to get unemployment benefits or federal relief so far.
Your life is more valuable and more important than making money to pay your mortgage or your rent. You know, we have to think about our families.
She doesn't think it's possible to safely reopen or comply with the recommended sanitation guidelines without access to the masks and disinfectants necessary. 130 miles southeast, in Dublin, Georgia, a small city in a rural county, Jennifer Schaefer made a different decision. She's planning to open her Italian restaurant.
We're taking every precaution. We have spent the entire week bleaching and sanitizing every square inch of our restaurant.
Her dining room will be limited to roughly a third of its capacity, so tables can be spaced out. She's confident she'll have enough masks and gloves for her employees to wear while serving.
It's the great thing about living in America. Everybody has a choice. So we're not forcing anyone to come to work, and we're not forcing anyone to come and eat with us.
If an employee were afraid to show up to work, she says she would still pay them. But so far, her employees have told her they're excited about working again.
It's not about us. It's not about money. It's not about anything other than, you know, serving the community right now. And however we need to do that, we're going to do it.
The Georgia Department of Labor says people can't collect unemployment just because they're afraid of getting the coronavirus when their employer reopens. But there are other ways people can qualify. For instance, if they don't have childcare or they're immunocompromised. Georgia's shelter-in-place order is set to expire April 30th. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.
And in about half an hour, the Small Business Administration will begin accepting more applications for the Paycheck Protection Program. The latest round of stimulus signed into law last week provides an additional $310 billion for the program, which is supposed to provide a lifeline for small businesses affected by COVID-19. I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.